going on, everyone? Welcome to levelsave.com's Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro. Joining me today is Taryn Beach.
Where can you see tigers? Only Kenya.
Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And Austin Griffith.
I'm ready!
And we're here talking
about... Oh, I forgot to add what? Come to Kenya, we've got lions. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. We're here to talk about some video games we're playing. So, since Austin's been playing that new Xbox One...
Are we practicing cool songs?
No.
No? Damn it.
Austin, what do you think about it so far?
Console itself or the games? Where do you want me to start?
You start wherever you want to start. I want you to tell
console,
me.
Console, I like it. It was really quick to set up. You know, I didn't have any, you know, white lights of death.
That's before he goes any further, I just want to say I am shocked and just I'm blown away by the fact that he said he likes this console. Just want to put that. Genuinely surprised that he is like really in love with this console. Continue, Austin. Good.
The setup was super simple. Getting the day one update took me like 5 minutes. Doing that at midnight. The only problem I had so far was the games are a little annoying to have to install. Because like when I was installing Battlefield, it installed the single player first, but I wanted to play multiplayer, so I didn't get to play that the first night. But that's not a big deal.
Battlefield is known for its amazing single player campaigns.
I guess I'll start with Killer Instinct, because that's the game everyone's going to have. I'm terrible at it, so it's not fun.
Is that the free-to-play game that's not free-to-play?
Yeah, it's like free-to-play with one character. I played through the dojo a bit.
The joke is that they keep saying it's not free-to-play when it clearly is free-to-play.
Oh, I thought you meant free-to-play, but they're calling it free-to-play, but it's...
Well, no, they're not calling it free-to-play. That's the running joke. Is they're like, it's not a free-to-play game, but it's totally based on the free-to-play model. It's like, here's a character, and the rest are locked behind a paywall. That's... Yeah, continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Want to play as Iceman? You got $5.
They don't have Iceman. That's X-Men.
Well, the Ice Dude.
Glacius?
Yeah, him.
Yeah? That guy?
Yeah, Austin, how much are each of the characters?
$4.99 each.
How many?
Or you can buy the entire pack for $20? No.
$20.
Six characters. No, it's $30.
Or just don't and get something else.
But it's the same. I think actually it comes out to be cheaper if you buy them all individually. Because you save about 6 cents because it's $29.99 for all of them in one pack, but to buy them all is $4.99 each. So you save 6 cents.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes total sense, dude.
And then, or you can buy for $50, I think, or it might be $40, is a season pass with all the characters, and there's going to be two more characters released.
It's $40 for the season pass, and you get a ROM of the original Killer Instinct.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that game was awesome.
Yes, it was.
No, it really, actually, in the grand scheme of things, like, wasn't, but...
I love
I
it.
It. Yeah.
I used to like it, I used to like it back in the day when I didn't know any better, you know?
Never played it.
Auto combos and all that jazz.
So what do you think about it so far, Austin?
Suck.
Oh, you suck.
I played two online matches. I thought I was doing decent. I was terrible. I just, then I played some of the dojo to try and figure out, you know, the actual combos and everything. So I go into this game, I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick this guy's ass. I know how to play now. I start losing. He kills me once. He KOs me once. So then I just start mashing every button at once,
yeah.
And then I got his health down halfway.
There you go.
That's the only way I can do anything.
That's the only game he's actually played on the Xbox One as well, is Killer Instinct.
Yep.
But I thought you had Rise.
Yeah, I got played Super Mario World all day.
It's so funny how, like, fighting games are like that, where, like, if you know only a little and you actually try to do stuff, you get worked. But if you mash buttons, like, you do better. Or there's that, like, tipping point when you're getting in and you're trying to do something and you're playing someone that's obviously better. So they're just, like, hammering you. So then you just go to button mashing and automatically do better. But, you know, you don't grow as a player by doing that.
Yeah, like, button mashing, I was, like, getting, like, combo breakers. I was hitting him.
Yeah.
Without mashing buttons.
But then you try to actually do something just because you suck.
Like,
and it's
just
like, you're just destroying
me.
Yeah, exactly.
I was, like, all excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to set up the game DVR. I'm going to record my first match. I'll be like, yeah, I won my first match ever in Killer Instinct.
I'm not putting that up. No. Who do you start off with?
Jago.
Oh.
Jago.
Jago!
Yeah.
Jago.
Alright, well, how much have you played of Rise?
Rise, I'm about 60% through the campaign. I haven't played the multiplayer yet, but I really like what I've played.
Hmm.
I mean, it is kind of a linear, kind of just, not quick time event, but just kind of mash the X button game.
Yeah.
But it's fun, and it is kind of fun to work them into combos. I mean, it's not a hard game, but I am playing on the easiest difficulty. But I'm enjoying it a lot.
Isn't it kind of funny how linear has almost become a bad word in gaming?
Yeah. It really is. Like,
but it's not, though.
No.
If you do things correctly, like, it's fine. Like, if you have a good narrative and you...
But the thing
is,
this narrative isn't that great. Like,
And that's the problem.
It's a good story, like, good narrative and
compelling story and everything, you have really great characters, like linear is fine.
It's a good story. It's just one of the biggest plot points was where you're supposed to feel a connection to this character, and then something bad happens to this one character.
And you
didn't
care.
I didn't feel the connection because it's like the first half hour of the game. It's before I know the guy at all, and I'm supposed to feel sad for him.
That's bad writing.
Yeah, the writing isn't the best.
I think for you to feel any sort of empathy and connection with the character. But yeah, like I'm sorry to go off on a tangent. I just think it's funny how linearity has sort of become like a bad word in the industry lately.
Yeah.
Like I think you can get more compelling stories that way when you're forcing someone through. Like, it's got to be like a compelling narrative, like The Last of Us. If that was like a choose your own adventure game, it wouldn't have had any sort of impact.
Right.
Like it did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with being linear. It's just, it feels like it's going to be a really short game. Because like I said, I think I'm like 60% through the story so far. And I've only had it since, Thursday night.
Yesterday.
Speaking of short games, sounding like they should have made Killzone Shadowfall shorter because the reactions I've been seeing online have been awful.
Yeah, I seriously haven't heard anything good about that game.
Me either.
Hillary
Goldstein? I haven't played it that much, but I liked what I played. Mm.
Hillary Goldstein said something like, I have three more chapters left. I don't think I can make it. Yeah, and there's only, like, I think 10 chapters in that game or something, but whatever.
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
No, you didn't. And then Battlefield I've been playing as well. And I like it, but I think, because when I was installing all the games the first night, I was trying to get everything to install really quick. So I was, like, pausing Battlefield, installing an app, going back to Battlefield, canceling Battlefield. So all the water textures in my game
and a lot of
the textures in general are popping in and out and just becoming, like, black and then going back to themselves, so I gotta uninstall and reinstall that.
Is that because, like, resource, when you were playing, the resources were being used up?
I think it's just the way I installed it, something got messed up.
Oh, that sucks.
Because I looked up online and nobody else is having the same problem.
You're just installing 10 things at one time?
Yeah, I was like jumping between a bunch of different installations.
Mm.
I was like, I want to play Battlefield, but I want to play
even
it. It really is. It's like, I looked at a picture from, like, a last-gen Call of Duty, and I couldn't believe how ugly the faces were. Like, it just looked like a single piece of clay just in a ball with two eyes in it, and then playing Battlefield and, like, Rise, where there's faces and they have all the pimples and everything.
Yeah, that's crazy. I want to check that out.
I know they had pimples back in ancient Rome.
And I'm looking through...
I mean,
it was invented in, like, 80s comedies, right?
I was going to ask you guys about the new Kinect, and you can see through, like, we're watching... You know, Matt's using his Kinect right now for this, and he has a video on. Like, the camera is dope.
Oh,
it's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah. Like, it is so...
It creeps me out that it watches me, but it's nice.
I love, like, walking into my room when I get home and just going, Xbox on, and it just turns on. My TV turns on, and then, like, I'm talking to, like, Carly on Skype, and I go, Xbox, turn the volume up, and it just turns my volume on my TV up.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool. I wasn't a big fan of the Kinect. Get it going in, I was like, I don't want to use that. But now it's all I do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
we
love yelling at my TV.
We first started this call and, like, I was talking to Matt. He's like, "Oh, is my video on?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah, dude."
Put some clothes on.
Yeah, he was like,
"That was Austin."
Yeah. So, is that all you got to say about that Xbox One?
So far, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't get Call of Duty, did you?
No, I'm actually. I got a copy of Need for Speed Rivals coming.
Ooh.
Tuesday. Amazon just shipped that this morning.
From the feedback I've been getting, a lot of people just cannot stand that game. I mean, not multiplayer-wise, just single-player campaign-wise. It's getting, like, some people are just absolutely torching it. Free.
That sucks.
It was free. So.
Not Need for Speed, Call of Duty.
I've heard really bad things about Call of Duty.
I've been hearing great reactions from Rivals. Need for Speed Rivals has been getting a lot of really positive press, like just, you know, like looking at Twitter, listening to some podcasts and stuff like that. A lot of people are really happy with Need for Speed Rivals. The only problem that I've been hearing is that sometimes, like, due to, like hosts quitting or, you know, crashes and certain things, like, you lose a lot of progress. But other than that, like, a lot of people are really excited about, like, you know, they have a lot of good things to say. Call of Duty, on the other hand, single-player campaign-wise, just getting torched.
You guys wanna help me make a decision while we're talking about this?
Sure.
What's the decision?
I've got this PS4 copy of Call of Duty Ghosts.
Oh, jeez, come on. Austin, don't be putting your mastermind thieving schemes on the podcast.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm taking this to Target or Walmart today to trade it for an Xbox One game. I don't know which game I should get. Do I get Call of Duty, Dead Rising?
I'd say get Dead Rising.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what else is out there.
Get Dead Rising so we can play together.
Yeah.
Do you have Dead Rising?
Yes. I watched the intro video. That's it.
Maybe I'll get Dead Rising then. I don't know.
All I did last night with my Xbox was watch a movie, and that was it. And then I watched some TV with it. So I finally saw The Bling Ring, which I was excited about. And then I ejected the disc and accidentally hit play, and the movie kept playing. Kind of creepy. How does that happen?
Or that is kind of weird.
That is pretty cool at the same time, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's cool. I don't know about that.
What the heck? Tell us what you've been playing, Matt. Cause you put off playing the Xbox One to play this game.
Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
Oh, and let me tell you, this is the best Mario game in years and years and years. It is so much fun. It's got cats. It's got cats in it. It's got Mario cats. Look at that. It's Mario cat. When you beat a level as a cat Mario, he goes, meow. It's fantastic, and it's so much fun with multiplayer. And it's even fun in single player. It's awesome. The boss battles are great. I went against Bowser, and he was driving a sports car, throwing grenades at me, and I kicked him like a soccer ball. And he went into the water, and it was awesome. And I can't get enough of this game.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, this is a Mario game I definitely want to play.
Oh boy, you should. It's a delight.
So how's the multiplayer?
As you can tell by my gush.
How's the multiplayer? I mean, it's basically the same thing as single player, right? Except you just have more people on the screen.
Except there's more people on screen, yeah. You can. It's kind of like Mario 2 for NES, where you play as, you know,
so rad.
Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, and the little Toad guy. And Peach can float like she used to be able to. Luigi jumps higher. It's pretty damn cool.
The cats.
And yeah, meow. It's got cats.
So is that like a power-up he gets? Meow cat?
Yeah, he gets like a little like bell power-up, and he turns into Cat Mario.
The cat suit? Like,
yeah, and he climbs up walls, and you can even climb up the flagpole at the end to get like the automatic points.
It's pretty cool.
It's awesome. And if you use it to climb up walls, you can get like extra like stars and power-ups that you normally wouldn't be able to get. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. You've been playing it through.
Watching this and watching like the intro video, I was like, you know, Nintendo should do animated movies because these are really, really good.
A Nintendo Pixar movie.
Yes, please do. If you want.
So have you been playing that through your nice little Wii pad? Wii U pad?
Yes.
Man, it must be nice for
you
to do that.
With most Wii U games, I like to play it on the television.
Right.
Just because it's brighter. You know, and with a game like this with such vivid colors, you really want that full HD, like, brightness that you're going to get.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, if I'm going to be watching TV on, you know, say, the Xbox One, yeah, I'll play it on the game.
Now you're set.
Yeah, I got them all.
I know.
How did systems that, are like,
you're like, hey, I'm going to go get a PlayStation 4.
Systems are like Pokemans. They've got them all.
Must be nice. And then your buddy picked up so many. That's, you're like, hey, I got an Xbox One. I was like, geez, must be nice.
I know, right?
Hey, you want to buy this Xbox off me real cheap? Yes, I do.
What, Barry, are you going to get? Which next gen console are you going to get when you get one?
Probably the one, Xbox One.
You're going X-Bone?
Yeah. Yep, ooh. Yep.
So only Matt and I will have PS4s then, it looks like.
Matt has everything.
Well, I'm not getting both right away.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, same here.
I'm a Pokemon trainer. I got to catch them all.
You obviously have done that, so congratulations. You are the next-gen console trainer master.
I don't know, man. They had I saw an article today where they're releasing a Sega Genesis. I kind of want that.
Oh, my God.
It's a really tiny Genesis that has, like, built-in games, but also plays your old cartridges.
Oh, does it mean, really like, tiny. Like the handheld?
Oh, it's, that's the Nomad.
The little handheld thing's rad.
It's been out for, like, 15
years.
No,
it's, like, an actual console, though. And it has, like, wireless controllers.
Huh.
Yeah, it's $40 at Target, I think.
So it's coming from China.
That seems so ass.
Anything like anything for me to be able to play Kid Chameleon again? I'm down.
Yeah.
That game was so good.
Play some of that. Play some Eternal Champions.
Oh yeah.
That this game is so good.
Yeah. Okay, nostalgia.
I'm trying to think. One of the
few licensed games that was actually good. Aladdin on Genesis.
Yeah, so actually, good. Aladdin was really good.
So good.
Aladdin on Genesis was freaking ace.
Yeah, it was really funny too.
Mm-hmm.
When you'd get the camels to spit, and then yep. The guy's pants would fall down, and you'd have like heart shaped boxers.
Yep. Yeah, that game had a lot of character and really good animations for back in the day when that game came out. I remember the cable
retrocast, everyone. So
do you guys remember on the Sega? I want to say Dreamcast. It was like this Sonic Mario Party game.
Mm-mm. No.
No, that didn't happen until I think GameCube.
Yeah, no, you did like the Olympics.
It wasn't called Mario Party. It was called like Sonic Matt. Party? You're repeating because your connect is picking up me.
No, it sounds good. Keep going.
Oh, okay. It was like this. What's it called? It was called something Sonic something, and it was set up just like Mario Party, but it's like notorious for being impossible to finish and too hard and all that.
Hey, you guys remember that game? It's called Sonic something. It was on that one console.
I would look it up, but I can't.
Wait, you can't multitask on your Xbox?
Bing.
Hey, Xbox, I could, but Bing. I'm in a multiplayer Sonic. Match.
I can confirm that Mario and Sonic didn't team up until after Sega exited the console race, so it was not on GameCube.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a Mario game. It was
Austin,
just kind of set up like
Austin. It's called Sonic Shuffle.
Yeah, there we go. Sonic Shuffle.
According to Wikipedia, it came out in November of 2000.
Huh.
While we're on the topic of Sonic, did any of you guys see that Greg Miller video where it was? I forget the name of it. It was for I think. Was it? It wasn't Red versus Blue. It was Rooster, but it was Rooster Teeth, I believe. And it was like those. It was that reality game show thing where it was like the internet celebrities versus like these other teams, and they're all playing like Sonic, and it was like a relay race.
That's funny.
And so Greg Miller was on the first leg, and it was the Sega Genesis one.
Oh gosh!
And he just stomped everybody, and I remember like one of the last things he said before he just owned everyone was just like, being a Sega kid has culminated to this point in my life, and he just like finishes it like minutes before everyone else, and then he runs, and they as they were setting it up, they had like this they have this guy like dressed in a fat suit, and he's like supposed to be like Dr. Robotnik, and he had like this plate of onion rings, and like as they're setting it up, it's like, you know, they have to like run like from their station, and then, you know, tag the other person for them to play their game, because it was like four different Sonic games that each person had to play, because it was a four-man team. And but they're like, you know, we have these obstacles in the way, and one of them is like evil Dr. Robotnik with his onion rings, and he tries to get each person to like eat 10 rings before they pass. So like he starts to say something to Greg, and Greg's like in a full on sprint, and he as he runs by this table, Greg like swipes at the plate, sends the plate flying into the wall to smash into like a million pieces, and all the onion rings are like on the floor. He just like blows by Robotnik. He like runs through like whatever stupid things that they set down on the ground, tags the next guy. So like things are going. They get to like Justine. I forget what her last name is, but you guys I'm sure know of her. And like so she's like their weakest link, and so she's struggling to finish whatever Sonic game they're playing. They cut back to Greg though, and he's like picking up the onion rings. It's like near the end of the video, and he looks at Robotnik and he's like, "Why are you so mean to Sonic?" It was funny. You guys got to check it out. It's super funny. Anyways, I'm sorry, I totally derailed that. But...
No, it's okay.
Oh man.
So, oh yeah, that's how we got Austin. Austin mashed up Mario and Sonic together.
I did what?
The hell, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I was just trying to remember the game and ask if any of you guys ever had played it.
Nope, I never even heard of it before.
No.
Well, I haven't played it.
Bad games, bro.
It was pretty fun, but it sucked.
It was pretty fun, but
that's
it sucks.
That's probably one of those games where you're playing it and you're like, this game's broken.
Hey, a tie-in!
Yeah.
So, anyone, you guys, you Austin or Matt, you guys want anything else to talk about your games?
Rise.
Oh yeah, you said you want to talk about Infinite a little bit.
Yeah, I beat it. I beat it. Finally, I beat it.
Don't spoil it, because I haven't started it.
Okay, I'll lay it out in at least spoiler-free terms. It takes place in the clouds. You hang out with a cool girl, she has powers, and then you do a lot of cool stuff. And then the ending makes your head explode.
Nice, that sounds good to me.
Perfect.
Sounds good to me. Is there multiplayer? I didn't know if there's multiplayer in that or not.
No multiplayer.
Sweet, that's good. Don't need it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Great game.
If Barry didn't want the game spoiled, I would have just said go ahead and spoil it, because I don't care about having that game spoiled, because I'm not going to play it.
I'm going to play it for sure.
It's all about Barry.
I actually went like 9 months spoiler-free from its release to when I beat it a week ago.
Good job.
Did you play and enjoy the original Bioshock?
Loved it.
Yeah, see, I got tired of Bioshock. Like, I got to Andrew Ryan's office and was like, eh. And then it kept going. I was ready for the game to be over, and then it just kept going, and then I just like ran out of steam, and I was just like, I'm kind of over this now.
There are definitely a couple points where it drags on, but...
At Infinite, though.
Would you kindly? I wanted to say, like, would you kindly end this game? And then it didn't happen, and I was just like, damn it.
Bringing it back.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of Steam...
Infinite, good game is good.
Speaking of Steam and consoles, what do you guys think about that new Steam console? I would totally get that thing.
The guys on the Tech Podcast talk about that, and I think it just makes more sense to just build your own computer from what I'm talking about. There's like no unified sort of standard that they're trying to make. It's kind of the wild, wild west as far as like the main thing is like you're buying a box to run SteamOS when you can just build a computer and have SteamOS. Like you can just partition your hard drive with SteamOS and Linux or whatever it is you want to have like this optimized gaming operating system.
Right.
Like behind Windows that you can just switch to.
Okay. See,
I'm lazy.
I misunderstood what it is. And I thought it was more of like, kind of like that Apple TV kind of concept, where I could like put the Steam box in my, you know, downstairs, and I can stream from my computer upstairs.
No, I mean you could probably set something up like with your own like internal network, like at home, and they will be selling like cases that are like a Steam, not console, but like a I guess a Steam box, for lack of a better word,
right,
that is like purposely built to play games, and they have like different sizes and different tiers, but like you're looking at some that are like $2,100 or something like that. Like,
oh, that's why, insane.
So like, why would you do that?
Yeah, that's
when
insane.
You just build your own computer and just like, basically you're spending all that money to buy a box just to play games that are built to run on Steam OS.
Yeah.
Where you can just download Steam OS and then build your own, you know, spec out your own computer. Or, like, if you already have a computer, like, maybe upgrade your video card and upgrade your RAM, which is going to be a lot less money than just buying, like, a whole new box
mm-hmm.
that has these parts
think,
in it.
I think it's also just supposed to be the size, because it's supposed to be more like a console.
So they have different sizes. There's all sorts of different tiers. Like, I would say, like, if you want to learn more, like, a lot more in detail, check out, I think, 2 to 3 weeks ago, the Tech Fetish podcast, they go, like, really in-depth into the different sorts of builds that different companies are, like, NVIDIA has, and, you know, like, well, rather, people that manufacture NVIDIA cards
yeah.
are putting, like, together these Steam boxes that have different levels of NVIDIA graphics cards in them. Mm. And they're varying sizes. And it's just, like I said, it's like the wild, wild west. Like, Valve is, you know, like, really, like, kind of hippie, where they're just like, yeah, we'll kind of let you, you know, do whatever you want. And that's great.
Never,
man. Yeah, but in this aspect, it's really, like, unfocused. And so it's listening to them talk about it, like, I kind of echo their sentiments. It's just like, it kind of leaves you scratching your head, like,
what do I do?
Well, not what do I do, but like the point of going this route
right.
instead of just like making like this freeware, because it's like, I think it's free to download Steam OS. So it's just sort of like, what's the point of offering these things? I mean, like, I guess if you have a lot of money and you don't care about dropping like $2,100 on a purpose built Steam OS gaming machine, then I mean, like, you know, throw your money into whatever you want. You got it to, you know, if that's what you want to do. I mean, it's
yeah,
a free
you
country
need
to do whatever.
Put that much money into a computer to have a gnarly computer. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Yeah, but you could also drop that same amount of money and have like the same dope computer and be able to run like word processing, email, you know.
That's, yeah.
Hard
the
drive,
thing
so.
Is I am lazy. I've had a box of computer parts that I can upgrade my PC with for months. I just haven't gone out to buy a new tower.
Oh,
I'm
come on,
so
Matt, get
lazy.
On that. Get on that. We could play some games together.
You could get some free Steam games.
Yeah,
plenty. I know. I got this box of free computer parts, and I'm just staring at it because I'm lazy.
Hmm. Well, crap, man. Just take it to, like, if you're that lazy and it's that painful to do it, you could just take it to, like, a computer place,
see,
and
right?
they can put it for you, too.
Right there, you said take it. That means
yeah,
it has to
but...
go somewhere. Too much.
And I have to like put on pants and leave the house. And...
I don't wear
God.
Pants.
Yes, Austin.
I want them to come to my house and do it.
Mm. I'm sure you could.
Geek Squad would, and then they'd.
I'm sure you'd have to put some pants on, but you know.
Not necessarily.
Hell no! I'm in my house. I'm not wearing
it
pants.
Depends on who comes over. Well, I've been playing a lot of Steam games this week. I've been playing like 4 different ones. We've been playing. There's this new. It was a new like hack and slash that came out. I think it was like on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's called Dungeon Land. So, you know, hack and slash, so it's like a Diablo-style game. You only get to choose between like 3 different classes. And Dungeon Land's basically like a medieval theme park.
What are the classes? Like
mage,
rogue.
Like yeah, mage, rogue,
mage.
And warrior.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it's like
it's
a,
like DPS.
Yeah.
And with...
And it's a,
okay.
it's a like Dungeonland is a medieval theme park. And you're going through like killing everything that's going crazy in there, and it's actually like it looks cutesy and everything. But once you start fighting and killing things, like you're cutting off things' heads and there's blood poured everywhere. And I was like, wow, like I didn't expect to see all this. And I played through like one whole like solid level of it. So it has like the random enemies, like the random like named enemies, kind of like Diablo did and stuff. And I went all the way through to the boss, and it's a the way it presents itself is really cool. The different enemies and the boss and the boss battle, it's kind of almost like a had like almost like a raid feeling to it. The thing is, like, it's free to play, so the way they want to make their money is, you know, having you buy like the different items and things, but all these items in there are just like for aesthetics. Like there's anytime I clicked on any piece of armor or like weapons or anything, it was just like, oh, this has no stats. And like it's trying to do it in a way like it's joking, like it doesn't matter, but I'm like, well, what's the point of me buying it? And when you're killing,
you gotta like pay to upgrade it, right?
It didn't show any kind of upgrade for anything. It was just kind of like, hey, you could buy all these cool looking things, but they don't do anything.
This is in-game money, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, they have like coins and stuff. Okay. And that's the thing, like when you're killing like the bosses and all these named mobs and stuff, like they're dropping like gold bars and you get all these coins and stuff, so you could buy all these things, but they don't do anything. I was like, why would you like, especially for like a hack?
Do they at least look different?
Yeah, they look a lot different. But
okay. I mean, well, that's, there's at least that.
Yeah, there's at least that. But I mean, like
I am cooler than you.
But when you're, I was
so
like,
it's like an aesthetic thing.
Yeah. So it's yeah. Like the only thing is like when you're playing like a hack and slash game like this, like the thing that keeps you driving is like the loot. And if you're like not gonna like, your loot is like
if the loot doesn't mean anything. Like yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here you go. You got coins and you can go buy a Santa outfit. Well, that's cool, but I don't get like I don't get any new abilities or anything. It's like the same thing over and over. So I gave that game like one playthrough. I was like, I don't know. I'll probably never play that again. Which is like, I mean, I had a good time playing it, and it's also it's clearly made to be played with a controller, which is weird. It just it feels kind of goofy with a mouse and keyboard, and even when you're learning how to play the game, the tutorial is teaching you how to do it with like controller buttons.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Weird. It's like hit A to dodge. I'm like, oh, well, obviously not this A. You're talking about a controller.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even change it to adapt to, like, a keyboard?
What do you mean, like, how they explain it to you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there to, it's like, it's there as, like, a side thing. Like, oh, also, you could do this on a keyboard. It's like when they're.
Did you use your 360 controller?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Just curious.
No. Mouse and keyboard it.
Word.
That's how I did that. Then I'm playing more of.
Hell yeah!
I was playing some more Don't Starve last night. That game's so freaking good. If you haven't played it, and it's coming to PS4.
Play.
Gosh, man.
What game?
Don't Starve.
Don't
PS4
starve.
Games I can get on my PC.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to play that, Matt. If you haven't played it yet.
Oh, I will.
You're distracting me with your little face, man. Pac-Man. At first, I thought it was just smiley face.
Don't Starve's on my radar. I'm definitely going to play that.
That game's so much fun.
It does look pretty good.
Yeah, it's hella good. But, I mean, the other new game I played was Project Zomboid. This game, like, when you go to buy it, it's like, oh, don't buy it. It's like, don't buy this game. Like, it's not working. There's bugs. And just, you know, just play the demo for now. I'm like, but it's in early access. I really want to buy it, but I don't because from when I play the demo, it's... It still has a lot of work to do, but this game has, like, so much potential. Like, this game I could totally get lost in for so long. So it starts off and it tells you, like, oh, it's the end times and you've been bit. And it's this girl telling her story, and it's like, she tells the story, she's like, this is how I died. And that's where it starts off with, like, you just got bit. You're in a...
Cool.
You're, like, in a bar called Twiggy's or something, and you have a hammer. Uh-huh. And it's in a way, almost like Don't Starve. Like, here you are, you're in this world now, build and survive. So you have to go, you know, you have to keep yourself fed, you have to get water, you have to get ammo, you have to get, you know, first aid kits and things like that. And you have to go out.
You have to craft a lot of stuff?
Yeah. Well, from what I've seen, like, it first starts off and you have a huge list of things you can already make. Like, you know, obviously like board up windows and you can build different pieces of furniture and build fences and stuff like that. And then when you go out and...
Is this 2D or 3D?
It... Is
like top down.
Yeah, it's almost top down, like isometric.
Okay.
I can dig it.
Yeah, yep. The graphics aren't like super top notch or anything, but it just fits the whole feel of the game. And you like running out the hammer when like the zombies see you. Like if they come up behind you and they scare you, like that actually affects like if they scare your character, it affects you in the game. So like you can't move as quickly and your vision gets blurred, so you really can't see the zombies until they get right on you.
Scary.
Or you can actually like creep around a corner and you can yell at one of them, so you can pull them over to you like one by one. You crack them in the head and they fall over, and then you stand over them and beat them till like blood starts going everywhere. But when you get near zombies, you start cracking them in the head, like there's blood flying.
Isn't it a Clay made it? Clay
Project Zomboid.
Oh, I thought you said Don't Starve.
Is Clay?
Yeah, Don't Starve is Clay. Not, no, this is Project Zomboid talking about.
Sorry.
No, you're good. And so I kept trying to go. I mean, I did, the longest I lasted last night was like, I think, 22 hours in game or something. And I bled to death. I got attacked by something.
How long is that in real life?
I don't know, because you can fast forward time in the game if you need to, like if you're building something. I mean, I don't know.
Just starting to rethink our zombie apocalypse plans now, Barry.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really
I think you can kick out this game, because that's my whole thing. I was like, yeah, now you can see how it actually would go down. Try to find your thing. And so I was like, I found like a gun and ammo store. I was like, yeah, let me get, you know, cleared all the zombies. I was like, I can't get in. Like, I found a soda vending machine outside. I got some soda, but that was about it. I couldn't get inside to get any guns or ammo. Nice. And then I was like, oh, there's a mall. Let me go see if I can get in the mall. Nope, that place was surrounded by zombies.
Of course, haven't you seen the movie?
Those are the only two places I found. And I'll wander off into the woods and kill some zombies over there. But like, yeah, I got attacked one time. I got mauled by like three zombies. And the game let me know that I was like, you know, I'd taken some damage and I was bleeding. So everywhere I was walking, I was leaving like a trail of blood. And then I walked back into the
They're
bar. Tracking you? Yeah, I walked back into the bar and I closed the door. I'm like, I'll be good. And I start hearing like thump, thump, thump. I'm like, what?
Nope.
So I go by a window and like I peek my head out the curtain. There's hella zombies out there hitting against the window. So I was like, oh no. Oh,
that's awesome.
So I started barricading the windows. And I went upstairs and see if I can get a better look out. There's just zombies coming from everywhere. It's like, oh man, I can't. What am I supposed to do? I can't get out of here. So I thought, I was like, I'll wait till like maybe some of the zombies will go away, and then I'll try to sneak out the front door and see if I can go find something. And as soon as I opened that front door, they were all right there. They all just flooded right inside and mauled me to death. So I was playing that last night. That game. So I was playing the demo. It's like $15. For early access, but and I'll wait on it just a little bit. But I'm definitely gonna get it though.
Once I get over my laziness, I'll upgrade my computer so I can play
your game. Your computer could probably play that right now as it is.
Mine couldn't.
I doubt it.
I mean, it's.
I told you my computer has trouble running Hotline Miami, so yeah, my computer's not great.
Yeah. Yeah, and the game has like some frame rate issues. Like it tells you like the settings that it starts off at. It's like don't touch them. It basically tells you like you should leave all these locked because if you do anything, you're gonna break the game. So it's still really early, but it's so much fun to play though. It's just like one of those zombie apocalypse things. You start off now. Okay, can I actually survive and do this?
Nope.
Nope. Not yet. Not at all. Haven't gone very far.
Do you start off with a gat at least?
You start off with like, so when you start off inside, you have like you're in a bar, so you have like water and all stuff like that. And you have
have a strap.
No, you start off with like a hammer.
That's so whack.
It's more like you start off like defensive things. You have like wood and nails and a hammer. You can use the hammer to, you know, to beat them to death, obviously.
Yeah.
But you use like everything else to like barricade windows and.
You gotta figure out how to get in that gun store, Barry.
I know. I was hitting the door with the hammer. Like, if I do this for enough, you know, I'll be able to get inside. Nope, just called a bunch of zombies from around the area. They could hear me hitting on the wall.
Much noise, man.
Yeah, the game, and it tells you, too, like, be careful. Because, like, it's like you can run away from zombies, but be careful because that's a lot easier to hear. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
But to be careful with what I do. Sneak around probably a little bit more, but. Yeah, and don't leave a curtain open on. If you start sticking your head out those windows to look outside, don't leave a curtain open. Because the zombies see you walking around inside, they'll come for you and start hitting against the window.
Pervert zombies.
Speaking of zombie survival games, is it Dying Light? Is that the one that's being made by the Riptide?
Yes, yes.
And it's like a really Mirror's cool. Edge meets like zombie apocalypse game?
Yeah. That sounds
rad. It actually looks pretty cool. Looks pretty.
That sounds pretty rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, as many faults as the Dead Island games have, they are fun.
Yeah. They're like, you know, it's not like a terrible game, but it's not a great game, but they are fun. Like you get a couple friends together, you just start killing zombies and stuff. And then the combat system's awesome in that game. Like
yes, it is.
The way you can like dismember and break arms and stuff and break legs of, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. They're lots of fun.
I don't remember how long I played the first one for, but I just got to a point where I was just like, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
This is too much.
I played it. I did play it for a nice chunk of time, but there's just one mission in particular. I was like, I had to go get some stupid briefcase or something. It was just surrounded by zombies. I was like, this doesn't even make any sense.
Okay. Well, they like briefcases.
Apparently.
Modding was fun in that.
Yeah.
You could take a giant machete and then strap batteries to it and electrify it. It was so good. Like, it was super funny when you started modding your weapons like that. It kind of reminded me of, like, if you took, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion and threw in zombies. It was sort of like, because the upgrading system of like Borderlands as far as like the skill trees and everything. Yeah. But it had like the whole like weapon and item management of like Oblivion, because they had you had to repair everything and maintain your weapons and all that stuff.
So what have you been playing,
Taren? I
remember
just using an awesome machete in that.
Yeah, there are some dope weapons. Like when you get the katana or whatever, and you just slicing. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about again, real quick. Remember I was telling you guys last week about Adventure Park?
Yeah. Yes. Any updates?
No, it's not good.
Oh.
That's like my final word on that. That game's not good.
It is not
like
good.
It's like all the time was put into like making the game look good. And it just has like super shallow everything. Like there's seriously seven different rides in the game. And there's like it when you go to pick out like, oh, I'm gonna go put more attractions in, it looks like there's so many more. The rides are just themed versions of the same thing.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So there's only seven different rides.
They're not even trying.
No, and they're like, oh look, you have a wooden coaster and you have a steel coaster. Well, they do the exact same thing. Like it's the same cart. You know what I mean?
It's just like a skin.
Yeah. It's like there's no difference. Like, oh look, you can have you can ride horses around, or you can ride a dinosaur. It's the same ride.
Oh,
like
dinosaurs are way cooler though.
Yeah, I mean they have like there's
dino cool things, riders.
But I was like, it's just this. There's nothing else to this game. Like, so I remember, like I was like, you know, I'm just gonna go into free play, and I'm gonna make a big old park. And I'm just gonna have a good old time with this game. And as soon as I started putting down rides, I was like, wait a second, that's the same ride as this one. It just looks different. And I was like, okay. So I just bought every ride, and I put them on the screen to see what they look like. And I was like, there's seven different rides in this whole thing. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yep.
Just different versions of each.
Uh-huh.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And
they need to step their game up.
And so, when you're like, hey, I'm going to play a theme park game, you figured you'd have, like, cool like carousel music or what have you, anything you'd hear at a theme park. It's like dubstep. It's like
that's awesome.
Hard dubstep in the background. I'm like, I don't understand. What is the choice? Why did you choose this kind of music for this game?
Because robots fighting, Barry. Broken robots fighting.
Have you been to a theme park lately? It's all dubstep.
I guess. Apparently. And then like...
like Disney's like...
Yeah, I went to...
That's not dubstep, but that's okay.
Well, I can't do dubstep with my mouth.
It's like, oh, that's well. Then they're accurate because that's exactly what it is. It was just like, boom.
It was awesome.
So I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
See, that's how you do dubstep, Austin. You just go,
and then like they had like a pirate. Like they had like a a pirate themed park you could start off with, and it has like this super epic pirate music, and I'm like, no, like. Calm down. Like usually, I want to like relax. Like
yo ho.
Yeah, something. And then even like if you get like when you start trying to make roller coasters, like even if they had some preset roller coasters so that you didn't have to make your own every time, they don't. There's not even one preset coaster so that even if you're like, I don't understand how to make roller coasters in this game, let me see what one looks like when it's pre-made. Nope. So if you can't figure out how to make one, well, you're just screwed. And I went to a board. It was like, "Hey, try to get some G force on this roller coaster, to get the adrenaline going for the guests." all I could ever get it to do was, like, go down one time. You know what I mean? Like, I do the first, like, initial, like, it drags me up, you turn the corner, and it drops. And it would drop super fast. I could not figure out how to keep the speed up. Like, it always just drop and then just stop right there. I'm like, okay, well, this is fun. Like, and then once it
or
moves,
was it fun?
That game looks terrible.
Yeah. I tried. Game? It's called Adventure Park on Steam.
Oh, I thought you said
Speaking
something
of
else.
It's like $30. Like, don't go buy
Ooh.
It.
That sounds like it's
You
broken.
Paid $30 for that?
No. We got it for review.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you going to give
well,
it
I guess
10?
We just heard your review.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 10.
Honestly. 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Oh, well, I guess Spoilers! You won't, I guess you won't be giving it anything.
Spoilers. okay. Yeah, it's going to get
so,
a big fat,
speaking
though.
Of theme parks...
Okay.
Should I get Zoo Tycoon? I was thinking that
no,
was kind of fun.
I mean, I had it on PC, and usually I would say, yes, go get that, because I love all the Tycoon games. And I love that one especially. But from what I'm hearing with, like, the interface, do not get it. The interface just sucks all the fun out of that game.
Really?
It's like, if you go to get, like, you know, if you want to make something in any kind of simulator, tycoon
any of those game. Games, like Sim Cities or whatever, I would never play those on consoles, ever.
Well, the thing is, like, it depends on the game, I guess, or the way it's made. So on this one's like, if you want to, like, if you're trying to decorate a park, let's say, you pull out the decorations, you're going to put trees or whatever, and anytime you use one, like, I'm going to plant a tree here. Well, now that tree is gone. It doesn't just stay there, so you can use the same tree in multiple places. It's gone. You have to reopen the menu, find a tree again, select it, and then bring it back. So you put that tree down again. If you want to do it again, you have to go back into the menu and keep doing it over and over and over.
Polygon
and
gave then, it a,
but
Polygon
see, that's also compounded by the fact that you're using a controller instead of a mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't know, cause I,
like that's terrible to begin with. It's even worse when you have to like wait for your cursor to like
go
over. Yeah, whereas if you had a mouse, you could at least do that quickly. I mean, as you know, as bad as that is in general, just compounded by the fact that you're using a controller.
Get the demo and check it out.
There is no demo.
Oh well,
the only games with demos are the two NBA, soccer, and Kinect Sports. Or Kinect, whatever.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I would, if I had a next-gen system, I would probably get FIFA or NBA 2K13.
I think I might just pick it up and then worst case scenario, I'll take it back. I would not buy a sports game. Come on, Taryn.
I was saying for me, personally.
Let me just open up my Skype so you can see my video.
It's not all about you, Austin.
Okay, Taryn, look at me. Do I look like I play sports games?
yeah, you have a bunch of tickets in your hand. Yeah,
bowling. You play games. Bowling.
So yeah,
I love that. I can just like I can. I'm in the middle of a multiplayer game. I can just hit the Xbox button, go to my dashboard, click Skype, open it up, go back, and I'm still in the middle of my game.
That's cool. What you been playing, Taryn?
Still. Well, like before this, I was playing. Final Fantasy VII on my PSP Go.
Let's go back to that. Older games. How do you feel about Final Fantasy VII?
Like, if you guys really want to know,
it's rad,
not...
huh?
Oh, man. The Popeye arms? Yeah. Terrible.
It was amazing at the time, though.
Yes.
I seriously remember getting that game, like, the week it came out, and I was playing, and I was like, this looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it looks so bad. I know.
Like, even there are other games from that generation that just look better as far as like a character model that you have to look at for a long time. Like Parasite Eve is a good example.
Yeah.
Oh, and the
gosh. Okay.
Graphics on that game are better than they are in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
That like I haven't gotten to Final Fantasy IX yet, which is what I'm going to play after I beat Final Fantasy VII. But I've heard that's one of the best Final Fantasies ever.
Which one, IX?
And I'm. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend always like told me, you gotta play 9, you gotta play 9. I never played 9. I played 7 and 8, and then I never went to 9.
Yeah, 7 was kind of a mess, so I'm just gonna skip it and go straight to 9.
No,
or, not 7.
Okay.
I mean, 8.
Oh, 8's really good,
mess.
Too.
Eh.
People just get mad at 8 because it wasn't 7.
Exactly.
Right.
It's garbage.
No.
That's completely possible.
8 is good.
It's plausible.
It's not as good as 7. I mean, 7 was like the best ever, so I mean, anything following that would have been in trouble.
Yeah, I've talked to people
that 7,
and I've heard people that say 9 is way better than 7.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
So I'm going to play that. But I mean, as far as like, I'm on disc two.
Okay. Where in the world?
Oh, I just went back to Midgar. Oh God. Okay, so
Have you like assaulted like that tower yet?
I think I'm in the process of that. Like, they killed Weapon, or supposedly they killed Weapon by making the Mako cannon.
Okay.
You know that big, giant robot thing, Weapon?
Diamond Weapon.
And then, so they killed him, per se. I'm sure he's probably going to come back or whatever later, because that's just how they do things. But, they blew a hole through him with the Mako cannon, and now, like, Hojo is like down in the Mako reactor, like, and they can't shut it off. So, you know, Avalanche has to go down and like stop him. So I'm there. I'm about like level 67.
Oh, that's good.
Cloud is what? I'm having such flashbacks.
Right, I know. Now. I remember grinding in circles. Gotta get to 99. Gotta get to 99.
Man, yep. did the two of you, Matt and Barry, did you guys play Parasite Eve?
Yep.
Yes.
I was going to say, what we should do is maybe like have one podcast one time where we just talk about like the golden age of Square RPGs.
Man, that game was awesome, man. Like, especially like after you beat it and then you go back and you start doing the Chrysler building.
Yeah.
And you also, it's that new game plus thing, and you start like up, like, you get really awesome, like stuff. You start creating like that. That's where that game
was. Whoa.
You just like.
Sorry, there was a
I'm
crazy.
I'm guessing that.
Crazy,
I think that's either.
That's Matt. Or...
That's Matt. Connect.
Okay. But
Matt, tell your Connect to stop it. Whoa.
God no! It'll shut it off.
Okay.
All right. Parasite Eve rules.
But yeah, that game's rad. I'm probably gonna go back to that after I beat these Final Fantasies. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I even went back to it. Like, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII for, like, the past year and a half or so. Just, like, chipping away at it. Well, because of PSP, and I don't play a lot on my PSP. But I dusted it off because I was going to have to go to Social Security the other day. So I charged it up, and then I just started kind of playing it. So I've kind of been playing that. I'm also up to level 52 in GTA Online. I've been knocking over...
Did you get that? Yep. Did you get your attack helicopter?
No, I'm at like $900,000. Mm-hmm. So I still have a ways to go, but I've been doing like some jobs, soloing some jobs. I've been also spending some money on weapons to upgrade.
Yeah.
Because and they also just released the Beach Bum pack, which is pretty rad. So like I've kind of been playing as a how do I put this? Antisocial, homicidal, wannabe beach
bum.
Not beach. No, not really. Like, cool. Like wannabe surfer chick that rides a motorcycle and just kills everybody. That's kind of like what I've been doing. Like they have this line of like with the Beach Bum pack, they have like this line of clothes that you can buy now that look like Hollister / Abercrombie, and it's called nice. Swallow. You just go and then like I was reading when you go to your mobile phone, they have like fake websites, and they have like clothing websites, and it's so funny to read like because it's all satirical and they're just like taking the piss out of like. All the contemporary things. And it's totally making fun of like Abercrombie and Hollister and stuff like that, where they're talking about, like dressing like a teenager forever and, like sort of like sexualizing teenagers. It's just, it's so funny. But yeah, I like checked out a bunch of the new stuff and a lot of like, you don't have to buy a lot of it. Like some of it's, you have to, and I know when I mean buy, it's not microtransactions, it's like in-game money, which they have for that, but I haven't spent any actual like real money aside from the money I plopped down to buy the game.
Should you?
I mean, if you want to, do whatever you feel like. If you want to drop like I don't know how much money it is to get $1 million, I mean, like feel free. That's your prerogative. I don't necessarily do that very often. I think the only game I've spent money on like real money is Mass Effect 3 multiplayer. and I haven't played that in forever. But that aside, you know, just been sort of working on that. I've been knocking over convenience stores and then knocking over Brinks trucks and killing a bunch of people. I got my my kill to death ratio up to one to, like a little bit over 1 to 1.
GTA?
Yeah, player versus sort of stuff. Yeah, because like in the beginning, like I got killed a lot in the very, very beginning. And then I kind of started being vindictive and just like if you mess with me, I will hunt you down and kill you.
Right.
This last time I went into the world with a like I think a $7,000 bounty on me that like carried over from an NPC that I carjacked. And like this guy, I was just like I forget what I was doing, but this guy came and like ran me down and killed me. So then I started going after him, and then I don't know if it was his friend or just another guy. They both killed me once. Man, I oh my god, it was so funny. Like I killed the one guy that killed me the first. I think his name was Patris something. Like he had some bunch of numbers. I killed him like 2 or 3 times. I killed the other guy named like Wesley. Killed him like 2 or 3 times, and then like I sort of was in the area and just like happenstance would run across them, and I was like, "You're not gonna kill me," so just started like gunning them down. And so like, I started just racking up a kill some of these guys, and then other people came, and like this other guy named Knob something like sniped me a couple times, then ended up like killing him 2 or 3 times. I got back at him, killed the other guys like 2 or 3 more times, and then finally like was out of the area.
It is real out there in the streets.
Oh, dude, it's super real in the streets of Los Santos. Because, like, it's so funny because, like, war starts breaking out. Between, like, and, like, spawns sort of in the same in the general vicinity. So you can kind of go and then get back into the fight. But then, like, cops start showing up. And so, like, you'll kill the guy, but then, like, you'll kill him right in front of cops. So then they'll turn around and start shooting at you because you immediately have SARS. And it just becomes, like, complete chaos. And then... So, like, I finally was able to dip out of that area. Like, I did die a few times, but, like, for, like, every death I had, I paid it back, like, at least, like, 4 times. Like,
good job.
So, it was super, because, like, I just would, like, I'd snipe one dude, and then I'd look on my radar, and I'd see another guy, so I'd, like, go behind cover, like, they'd creep up, and then I'd just shotgun them, like, point blank. It was so funny. Like, it just started becoming comical, because, like, And then I finally got out of there. Keller was in the same server with me. And one thing was really funny. Like, I killed, like, 2 or 3 of them. And then I was like, okay. He landed with the helicopter that I wanted to have, that I want to buy. And so I get in, and he starts to take off. One of the guys that I killed respawned and, like, ran back close to us and then sniped him. So he died. And, like, so the helicopter is, like, starting to, like, tip over. And I'm like, oh, crap. My character is, like, not pushing him, like, out of the thing to, like, take over the stick. So I'm like, crap, I gotta jump out. Well, like, I jumped out, like, at the last minute, and I just ended up, like, falling to my death because it was about, like, you know, like, 20, 30 feet above the ground. And it wasn't, like, range to, like, open the parachute. And so I just dying, you know, like, oh, in transit, committed suicide. It was so funny.
Well, I think that's our episode for this week. What do you guys think? Yeah, I think so. We're hitting that hour mark. All right. Well, You can follow me, Barry Villator, on Twitter at IamWeapon. You can follow Taryn Beach at InTransit74. Follow Matt at TheRealMattC, right?
Woo!
All right.
Yep, TheRealMattC.
And follow Austin at AustinG909. Like Level Save on Facebook. Follow him on Instagram. Thank you for listening. Peace out.
Follow Level Save on Twitter at Level Save.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, I said that. I said follow, like, whatever. Do all those things. Peace out.
Love us.